How many female commissioners are there of college conferences?
So for Division II, there is four of us. For all three divisions, that's a good, I just had that number. There's probably about, I want to say 20, 17 to 20. Division I has probably the most.
This is the second year, I think, you've had the CIAA championship game here. And how did things go last year, and you happened to be back in Salem?
Yeah, it was great. You know, we came last year, given the situation we were dealing with HB2 and having to move some of our championships out of North Carolina. And so Salem jumped on board very quickly to provide the opportunity for us to come there to host our championship. And so we only had probably 2 or 3 weeks to plan a championship, and I thought they did an excellent job. I thought our team did an excellent job in executing that championship in a small amount of time that we had. So we're excited. I think there's some things that we're doing this year that we didn't get a chance to do last year that will provide a great experience for our student-athletes.
Such as?
We have FanFest. That's new. All of our sponsors are activating, such as Coca-Cola, Toyota, Nationwide, Food Lion. They're all engaged. Our student-athletes, again, like they did last year, will go to two schools in the area, in the community, and they will meet with elementary schools, elementary kids, which I think is an absolute opportunity for our student-athletes to engage in the community, which is one of our pillars. And then as far as our leadership development, we will bring students from all of our campuses to be in our leadership symposium with some of their coaches and to talk about mental health, leadership development, career readiness. And so that's new for this year. And then also we're celebrating 125 years of black college football. And so these teams that are playing will have a unique experience given some of the activation that Coca-Cola is doing to support HBCU 125 years of black college football.
Okay, and brag on the two participants a bit. For people that just like college football, talk about the D2 level of football and what's special about these teams.
Yeah, you know, Division II football is, I think it's real unique and special. It's very competitive across all regions. We're excited. We have two teams that are regionally ranked. Bowie State University and Virginia State University are ranked in our region. But Fayetteville State being in the championship and Virginia State, these are two new teams that have not been in the championship. At least Fayetteville hasn't been in the championship for some years. And Virginia State was in about 4 years ago when they played Winston-Salem State. So it's really nice to see two new teams entering into our championship, celebrating the 125 years of black college football. We've got some amazing athletes. Running back Cannon at Virginia State, he's broken the single-season record. We're trying to follow up on some other great records that he has probably broken for Division II, but we're excited to watch him play. And then Fayetteville State, just the overall program, they're celebrating 150 years of Fayetteville State University. And so for them to be in this championship is basically a nice addition to their celebration of their institution. And so I think we'll see some great college football, very competitive. It was this past weekend that was going to determine who was going to be in the championship. And so they have shown that they are the best two teams coming from the North and the South that get to play in this historic event.
Have players from D2 gone on to the NFL?
Yeah, we have. We've had, and I can't think of all the players right now, but I know we've had over the years, and this is part of our HBCU 125-year celebration. We're bringing some athletes back from over the years to be a part of this event. So there'll be a player from every campus that comes that we will acknowledge. Some have been in the NFL. Some have not. They have broken records. I think we have a player now that's playing in Tampa Bay, Hayes. I can't remember his first name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have other players that are trying to get in the league. But we've had some phenomenal. Yancey Thigpen played. Bill Hayes is going into the HBCU Hall of Fame or the Black College Hall of Fame. The Lincoln player, he played as well. I mean, there's just some phenomenal athletes that have come out of our conference.
Okay, just to wrap up, how long are you committed to Salem for, Jackie?
We are here for 3 years, so we'll be here until 2019, yeah.
So you've talked with Sherman Lee, right? I know he helped.
Yes.
I know our mayor helped bring him here, and he played, I think, for Virginia Union.
He played at Virginia Union, yep. He was a football player at Virginia Union. He's been awesome. I mean, it's been really amazing to watch, you know, Salem community and Roanoke community come together to help us with our championship. So cross country was there a couple of weeks ago. Now we have football, and then we'll bring softball in the spring. And so they have both mayors. I've met with both of them during our football media day this summer, and they are committed, you know. And it's nice because they understand the economic value and impact of hosting our championships. And so we have generated over $325 million of economic impact in our previous host cities for just football and some of our other championships. So I just think they see there's a great opportunity. And I think what's unique about the area is that there's a lot of alumnus from CIAA schools. And so we're really hoping to engage the community in Salem and Roanoke to be a part of this special championship over the next couple of years.